listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We want to welcome you back to Falls City High School in Falls City, Nebraska, as the Tigers get set to take on the Weeping Water Indians in boys action this evening. Hello, everybody. Once again, my name's Dylan Henrich. Back in the studio tonight, Aaron Wisdom. And it'll be a rematch of a holiday tournament game that went in Falls City's favor earlier this year. The Tigers won the first meeting between these two teams 42-36. It was Falls City's first win of the season. They also have a win over Boys Town a couple of weeks ago. Falls City coming into tonight's game 2-13 on the year, looking for their third win of the year. However, they are 2-0 against teams with under a 250 winning percentage, or a Division IV if you follow the NSAA division. So 2-0 against Division IV opponents on the year. This would present another game against a Division IV opponent for the Tigers. The Tigers, 2-23 from deep in their first meeting. Against the Weeping Water Indians here, so in the holiday tournament. Sorry, that was up in Weeping Water, so they didn't shoot it very well, but they did manage to come out with the win. Paxton Armbruster had 20 in that one. Armbruster, of course, missed four games earlier this season, but he is back, and he is averaging 12.8 points per game. For Weeping Water, they are 1-15 on the year. They did lose to Sterling last night in a heartbreaker, 58-57, so they'll come into this one 1-15. They beat Omaha Christian on December 12th for their only win of the year. They haven't been able to secure a win since, though they've been close a couple of times, including that first meeting against Falls City. They are 0-13 since that one, though. They'll take on Freeman on Monday in conference tournament action in the 1v8 game. The Weeping Water Indians. Falls City will travel to Auburn to take on the Bulldogs in the 2-7 game on Monday in conference tournament action. We're about 5 minutes away from tip here. We're going to take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll talk about the starting lineup, and then we'll have tip-off live from Falls City, Nebraska. It's Falls City Tigers versus Weeping Water Indians. Boys basketball, you're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction. Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Nothing touches us more than a child who's ill. From parents to pediatricians to everyone at the hospital, curing childhood illness is one of our highest priorities. Our compassionate, caring staff will ease the pain, heal the hurt, using the latest treatments and experts in children's health. And a tender touch. We get kids back to being kids again.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor this evening, F&M Bank in Falls City. F&M Bank Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's F&M Bank in Fall City. If you're looking for the Auburn game tonight, they are over on Sunny 101.3. Randy Gatua on the call for that one. Auburn up in Mead in the Mead Lumber game of the night on Sunny 101.3. And the girls action, the last update that I have, oh, I just got an update. Final in girls action, Auburn takes down Mead 49-33. So that's two wins on the week at least for the Auburn girls. They took down this Fall City girls team on Monday or Tuesday this week. So let's take a look at starting lineup first for the Fall City Tigers. They are led by Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster, a 5'10 junior, averages 12.8 points per game and 2 rebounds per game. He did miss 4 games earlier this season. He was out and Fall City struggled in each of them. But since he's been back, they've won a couple, and he's been a key player in both of those games. Had 20 against the Weeping Water Indians the first time these two teams met. Paxton Armbruster, once again, the leader, scoring leader here for the Tigers. Other starters, Bowdy Jones. Jones averages 3.7 points per game, 2.2 rebounds per game. He's a 5'7 junior. Elijah Layden, a 6'2 sophomore. Ethan Morris is a 6'3 senior. He averages 6 points per game and 4.8 rebounds per game. Morris has a pretty good mid-range. Watch for him to dribble toward the free throw line, and he likes those pull-up jumpers on the drive. So we'll see if he can get a couple of those tonight. And finally, Jacoby Bangert, a 5'11 junior. He averages 5.1 points per game and 3.5 rebounds per game for the Tigers. The Tigers, once again, 2-13 on the year. They did win the first matchup here over Weeping Water. Weeping Water Indians, they're going to be led by Keegan with Dieter. With Dieter, 13.9 points per game is what he averages, 3.9 rebounds per game as well. Brennan Nutter is a 6'1 junior. By the way, with Dieter, a 6-foot junior. Brennan Nutter, a 6'1 junior, he averages 7.7 points per game and 3.7 rebounds per game. Max Mogensen is a 5'10 sophomore. He averages 2.8 points per game and 3.7 rebounds per game. Owen Seeger is a 5'8 junior. And Ryan Seeger, his brother, a 5'9 sophomore. Ryan averages 6.5 points per game and 5.4 rebounds per game. In the first game between these two teams, it was all Ryan Seeger. He had 12. Keegan with Dieter also had 13 in game one. So those two combined for 25 of the 36 points for Weeping Water the first time that these two teams met. Also watch for Matt Cummins. Cummins comes off the bench. He averages 2.5 points per game, but 5.7 rebounds per game. He cleans the glass here for Weeping Water. As we wrap up starting introduction, Fall City coached by head coach Jackson Baum. Weeping Water coached by head coach Brent Smith. It's ECNC Boys Conference action. Fall City and Weeping Water live from Fall City and the Circle 2. Tip it up will be Brennan Nutter and Elijah Layden. Both of these teams back in action next Monday in ECNC first round action of their conference tournament. Ball's in the air and we are underway. Elijah Layden controls the tip. And Fall City will get the first look at the basket. Left wing, Paxton Armbruster with it. He's going to send it back to the top of the key. And passing around the perimeter now is Fall City. Pass inside from Ethan Morris is off of the Indians. Ball will go out of bounds and stay with Fall City. 19 seconds remain on the shot clock. Pass inside. Going to be kicked back out. Armbruster. Three-pointer from the right corner is good. And watch out if Paxton can get hot, especially early. He can go off for some big numbers. Once again, 20 points that last game. Weeping Water gets it across the timeline, but Armbruster tips it out of bounds, and it'll be Indian basketball underneath. With Dieter to inbound. Now driving layup up and good for Brennan Nutter. That is his first bucket of the evening. And it's a 3-2 Fall City lead early. Audie Jones, right wing. He finds Arn Brewster, top of the key. Quickly around the perimeter in Fall City. Going to pass it around the perimeter here. Weeping Water in their red tops, red bottoms, and a 2-3 zone tonight. So Fall City content with kind of passing it around the perimeter. But Audie Jones will travel with it. And it'll be a turnover for Fall City. Ball back to Weeping Water. Fall City in their white tops and white bottoms here. So red and white tonight. Weeping Water in Fall City. Across the timeline with it. Keegan with Dieter. Dieter picks it up. Now he'll hand it off to Ryan Seeger. Seeger going to drive in, kicks it back out. Right wing driving in there is Brennan Nutter. And Weeping Water is going to reset. 14 seconds remain on the shot clock with Dieter. Free throw line. Looking, nothing there. Now Seeger, right wing. He's got nothing. 6 seconds left on the shot clock. Good defense here from Fall City. Nobody open. 2-1. Shot's going to be up before the shot clock. No good. Rebound to Jacoby Bangert. So some great defense there for the Tigers early. They force a near shot clock violation, but a bad shot. Kind of a forced shot there at the end of the shot clock. Arn Brewster, 3 on the way, top of the key, up, rolls around, no good, tips around Elijah Layden, but into the hands of Max Mogensen, and the Indians will come out with it. With Dieter across the timeline, finds on the left wing, Owen Seeger. Owen finds his brother Ryan Seeger, top of the key, and Arn Brewster is all over with Dieter. He's not letting him catch a pass. Great defense there from Paxton, and traveling with it is Ryan Seeger. Checking into the game will be Kaysen Davis. Davis, just a freshman, and he's really come on strong here lately. Averages just 2 points per game, 3.2 rebounds per game, but a big addition down low for the Tigers. He's really improved since the start of the year. Right corner, 3 up, no good for Ethan Morris. Kaysen Davis there with his first offensive board. Great move inside. He's fouled on the shot. He'll go to the line to shoot 2. That foul for Weeping Water is going to be on Brennan Nutter. That is Nutter's first. First of the quarter for Weeping Water as well. We talked about Kaysen improving there, able to get the offensive board. Good post move inside, and he gets to the line. He is going to miss that first free throw. He'll get one more look at it. 5:32 remaining here in the first quarter. Second free throw is also up, no good, but Jacoby Banger is going to get the offensive board, and Fall City is going to reset with another look at the basket here. So two offensive boards for Fall City. Left wing, Jacoby Banger, 3 on the way, no good. Rebound tipped around. Davis fighting for it, but Weeping Water is going to come out with it, and with Dieter, we'll bring it up the court. He crosses the timeline, met right away by Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster, good D again. And we're going to have a travel on with Dieter. He's going to turn it over. And once again, good pressure defense from Paxton forces that turnover. And Paxton can keep that up all night with Dieter once again averaging nearly 14 points a game. But Armbruster all over him early on the defensive end. 5:02 remains here in the first quarter as Fall City gets it across the timeline. Bowdy Jones, left wing. Bangert back to Jones, now inside, Morris. Morris going to find Bangert, top of the key. Back to Armbruster with it now, right corner. He finds Morris. Morris looking, nothing there inside. Back to Armbruster. Bowdy Jones swings it around the perimeter, and now back to Bowdy, top of the key. Bowdy drives it in, finds in the right corner. Back to Armbruster, but a 3 is up, no good, and with Dieter comes out with it. Here's Dieter back the other way. Euro step layup up off the glass and good, and the Indians have their first lead of the evening. It's 4-3. Bangert gives it off to Bowdy Jones on right wing. Now Armbruster top of the key. Bangert left wing. Weeping Water, unlike the girls game, really packing their 2-3 zone in and making Fall City shoot it from the outside. 3 on the way, no good for Bangert. Ball's going to be tipped around and go off of Fall City. It will be Weeping Water basketball. Checking in for the Indians, number 24, Matt Tummins. Tummins, once again, that 6'3 freshman, really cleans the glass and gives Weeping Water a good inside presence here. With Dieter, across the timeline to Ryan Seeger. Seeger's met by Bowdy Jones at the top. He crosses Jones over, Now down inside, layup up, no good for Matt Cummins, and rebound's going to be controlled by Jacoby Banger. Banger across the timeline, he found Bowdy Jones, right wing, and Jones is going to travel with it before he was able to drive inside. Lisha Layton going to check back in here for the Tigers. Jacoby Banger will get his first break of the evening. Also checking in is Carson Simpson. Simpson, a 5'9 freshman. And Simpson can really shoot the ball, and you have to wonder if Coach Banger, you know, seeing that Weeping Waters packing it in, hoping for some open looks for Carson Simpson. Quickly the other way is with Dieter. Dieter dribbles it all the way, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. That foul for Fall City is going to be on number 40, Kaysen Davis. That's his first of the quarter for Fall City. First free throw up and good with Dieter, now with three. He averages nearly 14 a game this season for the Indians. Second free throw also on its way. That one's up and good, and it's a 6-3 Weeping Water lead. So after an early Paxton arm brewster three, it's been a struggle on the offensive end here for Fall City. Maybe some, you know, more shooting in there with Carson Simpson, but they've gotten open looks. They just haven't been able to knock them down. Armbruster's pass to Layden goes through Layden's legs and out of bounds. It'll be a turnover, and ball will go back to the Indians. 3:17 remains in the first quarter. 6-3 is the Weeping Water lead over the Tigers here. ECNC action live from Fall City, Nebraska. With Dieter across the timeline with it. Crosses over Paxton Armbruster. Now Dieter all the way in. He's going to be blocked by Kaysen Davis, but they're going to call a foul on Davis. That'll be his second. They're going to say Davis caught his arm there for that second foul. So that'll be his second of the quarter as well for the Tigers. And Dieter, with Dieter, back to the line, 4-2. First free throw, no good. Jacoby Banger going to check back in for Kaysen Davis. Davis will take a seat with two fouls. And you can tell that when Whit Dieter gets the ball, he really likes to play fast, likes to push the pace a little bit. And he does well at it. He loves the Eurostep. I think I've seen two or three of them tonight from him already. And he's got five on the evening. Second free throw is good. And it's a 7-3 Weeping Water lead. Fall City, an early 3-0 lead. But Weeping Water on a 7-0 run throughout most of the rest of the first quarter here. 2:50 remains in that first quarter. That's Fall City going to pass it around the perimeter. Armbruster left wing with it. Nothing there. Now gets it around to Banger, right wing. Banger finds Armbruster inside. Now down to Elijah Layden off the hands of Layden. It's going to be another Fall City turnover. Here's with Dieter back the other way. He pulls up, crosses over between the legs, dribbles it down inside. Now kick out. Right wing is Zeke Byer. Byer is going to turn it over. And Armbruster comes out with it. Armbruster now to Ethan Morris. Morris. Kobe Banger will reset the offense for Fall City. Paxton Armbruster. Carson Simpson dribbles it in. He finds Paxton Armbruster, and Fall City pretty content passing it around the perimeter. Three up, no good for Simpson. Offensive rebound to Kobe Banger. Banger with it in the left corner. Now Paxton Armbruster and a new shot clock. We'll see Fall City reset the offense here. 1:47 remaining in the first quarter. Banger dribbles in. Now Morris, top of the key. Morris now drives in. He's going to have it tipped away. Ball ends up in the hands of Elijah Layden underneath. He misses the layup there. And quickly back the other way with Dieter. Dieter up shot. Up, no good. Ball tipped around. Paxton Armbruster, now him back the other way with it. He dribbles in. We're going to have a block. King foul, and Armbruster will go to the line to shoot two. And we're also going to have a technical foul. So, first foul is going to be on number 35, Ryan Seeger. That is his first. And then following that, we're going to have a technical foul on Keegan Whiff Dieter. That will also be Dieter's first foul. And so Fall City will get four free throws here, a chance to tie it from the free throw line. Paxton Armbruster will shoot his two free throws for the shooting foul. And then Fall City will get an additional two free throws for the technical foul. First free throw for Arm Roosters up, no good. Fall City now 0-3 at the line tonight. Second free throw for Arm Brewster is up, and that one rolls around and does find the bottom of the net. So it'll be 7-4. Arm Brewster going to stay there now for the two technical free throws. Once again, that technical on Keegan with Dieter. And Keegan, I think, just said something after he was called for a blocking foul. It was close. His feet close to being set. Called for the block instead of the charge. And he ended up saying something and got a technical, not even from the ref that called the blocking foul. It was from the ref at half court, so he must have saw something. Arn Brewster goes 1-of-2 on the next two free throws, so 2-of-4 in that sequence. We'll see Fall City cut into the 7-3 lead. Now 7-5 is the Weeping Water lead. Fall City will also get possession of the basketball after the technical foul. So a chance to tie or take the lead here for the Tigers. Bangert with it. Finds Simpson right wing. Three on the way, no good. Doesn't catch anything. Ball's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Indian basketball. So Fall City, four free throws and a chance at three. Only able to score 2 points in that whole sequence, and they still trail 7-5. 55 seconds remaining in the first quarter. We're going to have a hand check foul on Carson Simpson. That'll be Simpson's first, third of the quarter for the Tigers. That one way away from the basket, so that'll be a sideline throw-in for Weeping Water. Matt Cummins catches it. He gives it off to Owen Seeger. Seeger now top of the key, Ryan Seeger. And Ryan Seeger is going to be fouled by Carson Simpson again. That will be Simpson's second foul in quick succession. And Bowdy Jones will check back in for Carson Simpson. Fourth team foul of the half for the Tigers. So Weeping Water now quickly in the bonus should another foul occur here. Aiden Hansen with the ball, top of the key. 40 seconds left on the game clock, 30 on the shot clock. So Weeping Water won't be able to hold for the last shot. Layup up, no good, off the glass for Aiden Hansen. Rebound controlled by Fall City. Dowdy Jones with it, right wing. Now back top of the key. Kobe Banger. Jones now to Brock Cottle. Cottle checking into the game here for the Tigers. Just 1 second separates the game and shot clock. So Fall City theoretically can hold for the last shot here. Won't have any time left for Weeping Water. 8 seconds now remain on the shot clock. Fall City still nothing inside. Cottle. Left wing, Paxton Armbruster, he's going to be fouled with 1.3 seconds left on the game clock. Foul's going to be on Ryan Seeger. That is his second. Just the fourth, though, for Weeping Water. So no free throws for Fall City. And Fall City, the Tigers, will get the ball, a sideline out of bounds, but just 1 second to get a shot off here. Armbruster's going to get a good look at it, though. Top of the key, three on the way, no good. And that is how we will end our first quarter of action. Fall City trails Weeping Water 7-5 at the end of one. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. When we come back, second quarter action. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in two locations, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40 plus years of experience and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Fall City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor tonight, F&M Bank in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. They are our presenting sponsor for tonight's game on KTNC. You're listening to high school basketball. Fall City taking on Weeping Water, and the Indians will start with the basketball here to start the second quarter. Shot up no good for Brennan Nutter. Fall City, once again, a chance to take the lead. They've had two or three chances here. Haven't been able to convert. The Tigers took an early 3-0 lead in the first quarter. Then it was a 7-0 run for Weeping Water. Fall City turns it over with Dieter back the other way. We know he's good in transition. Layup up off the glass, no good. Ball tipped around into the hands of Ethan Morris. Morris crosses the timeline with it. Dribbles left side, Bowdy Jones, and now Paxton Armbruster. Fall City will set up the offense. Weeping Water in a 2-3 zone, and they really pack it inside of the three-point arc, really making Fall City try to beat them from outside, and Fall City hasn't been able to convert on the three. 14 seconds now remain on the shot clock. Bowdy Jones, now Paxton Armbruster, right corner. Banger, top of the key. Armbruster, 6 seconds on the shot clock. Cottle looks for Morris. Morris dribbles around. He's going to get a shot off from the free throw line. No good. Rebound, Weeping Water. Brennan Nutter secures the rebound. He gets it off to Whip Dieter. And back the other way comes the Indians. Now a dribble in layup off the glass. Good for Brennan Nutter. That is his fourth point of the evening. And Weeping Water extends their lead to 9-5. Fall City just struggling on the offensive end, trying to find anything inside the three-point arc. Bowdy Jones with it left wing. He finds Paxton Armbruster. Bangert now back to Jones left wing. Armbruster now with it right wing. He dribbles in. He's going to have a layup up off the glass in good. Armbruster has all 7 tonight for the Tigers so far. And it's a 9-7 Weeping Water lead. 6:02 remaining in first half action here from Fall City. As Whip Dieter dribbles in, he's going to travel with it. Whip Dieter, one technical foul in the evening already, so he's going to want to be careful here, not say anything to get that second one. Looked a little shaken after the travel there. Either way, ball back to Fall City. Ethan Morris with it inside now. Shot up off the glass, no good. Tipped out by Brock Cottle into the hands of Paxton Armbruster. Bowdy Jones now back to Armbruster, right wing. Top of the key, Jacoby Banger. Now left wing, Bowdy Jones. Cottle tries to find Ethan Morris, but Whip Dieter is there for the steal. Here he comes back the other way, and he's going to travel with it again. And once again, pretty animated there for Keegan, playing with his one technical foul. Referee's going to tell him no more, please. And if he would end up with another technical foul, he'd be disqualified for the rest of the evening. Paxton Armbruster going to cross the timeline with it. Fall City down 9-7, 5:23 remaining in the second quarter. Pass inside is tipped away, and it's another steal for Weeping Water. Now with Dieter with the basketball. He passes it right side. Owen Seeger. Seeger looking inside for Matt Tummins. Tummins finds Ryan Seeger, left wing. Ryan with it now. He's going to have the ball tipped away. He drives in. Layup is going to be blocked by Elijah Layden, and a jump ball is going to be called. Possession will favor Fall City, and they will get the ball back with 4:57 remaining here in the second quarter. Checking in for Weeping Water is going to be number 22, Kaysen McCauley. He'll check in for Owen Seeger. Seeger will have a seat. Fall City with the basketball, trailing 9-7. We'll see if they can find a buggy here. They've had multiple chances to tie or take a lead, just haven't been able to find the bottom of the net. Banger, now left wing, Bowdy Jones. Bangert over to Paxton Armbruster, right wing. And this is one of the struggles for Fall City. They've just been kind of passing it around the perimeter, and any time they do get it down to the short corner, they tend to throw it away. Armbruster's going to get an open look from three, right wing. That one is good. Armbruster has all 10 for Fall City, and it's a 10-9 Fall City lead. They get the lead back. First lead since early in the first quarter. Whip Dieter's going to dribble it in. Pass, top of the key, three on the way for Brennan Nutter. It's up and good, and Nutter takes the lead right back for Weeping Water. 12-10 is the Indian lead. the other end, Weeping Water back to their 2-3 zone. Paxton Armbruster had a look from the left wing, didn't take it. Now Bowdy Jones' right wing is going to travel with it before he's able to drive in, and it'll be a turnover back to Weeping Water. So Paxton Armbruster had a look from the left wing here and didn't take it. Ends up in a Fall City turnover, and Fall City is going to take a timeout. 3:48 remains in our second quarter. 12-10 is the Weeping Water lead. We're going to take a one-minute break. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Hey, everybody. Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, Banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for
you.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our group of stations will have coverage of Pioneer and ECNC Conference Tournament action next week. Once again, the Pioneer Conference and ECNC Conference Tournaments will both take place next week. Action starts on Monday in the ECNC Conference with boys. Girls will play on Tuesday, with semifinals and finals set for later in the week. Weeping Water with the ball out of the timeout here in the 12-10 lead. Looking to extend on that lead is with Dieter. Dieter drives in. Now crosses over Kaysen Davis, and Kaysen's going to foul with Dieter. And that will be Kaysen's third. They're going to give the foul to number 20. Okay. They're going to give the foul to Ethan Morris. So that'll be Morris's first, and Fall City, a little bit of a break there. Kaysen Davis was the player that fouled with Dieter, but they're going to give the foul to Ethan Morris. That's just Morris's first, and Kaysen will avoid picking up his third. So a big one there for Fall City. Driving in, layup good for Brennan Nutter. Nutter has 9 on the evening. 14-10 is the Weeping Water lead now. Fall City will see if they can answer. Bangert has it on the left wing. He dribbles in, tries to cross-court pass to Armbruster. Ball nearly stolen away. Now Armbruster has it, right corner. Back top of the key, around the perimeter to Bangert. Bangert finds Elijah Layden. Layden cross-court pass to Morris. Ethan Morris dribbles in, dribbles back out. Going to find Bangert left wing. 4 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Bangert dribbles in. Shot's going to be no good, but he's going to be fouled on the way up. Foul's going to be on number 10, Zeke Beyer. That is his first of the quarter for the Indians as well. And Jacoby Bangert will go to the line for a chance at his first point of the game. First free throw up, no good. And if you want to talk about an area where Fall City has kind of hurt themselves this evening, free throws, just 2 of 7 on the evening. Second free throw up and good. Now 3 of 8 for Fall City. 14-11, Weeping Water lead. Fall City tried to throw in a little bit of a press there, but Ethan Morris is going to pick up his second foul of the evening. And Weeping Water will retain possession here. 2:45 remaining in the second quarter. Weeping Water, a 14-11 lead, and a rematch of a holiday tournament game that happened back in December. Fall City once again won that first meeting, 42-36, and a great pass from with Dieter down low to Brennan Nutter. Nutter is having himself quite the first half, and Weeping Water extends the lead to 16-11. Armbruster left wing, doesn't take the open look, and now he throws it cross court to Ethan Morris. Banger, top of the key, back to Morris. Morris is going to drive in, nowhere to go with it. Finds Elijah Layden cutting on the baseline. Layden shot up off the glass is good. He's going to be fouled, and he'll go to the line for one more. Anytime you can find some scoring for Elijah Layden, that is a big bonus for the Tigers, and he knocked down that layup and will go to the line to shoot one more. Foul's going to be on Ryan Seager. That's his third. And so Seager will take a seat likely for the rest of the quarter or the half here. Second team foul on the Indians. Free throw for Layden on the way. No good. We're going to have a foul on the rebound. So Layden misses that free throw. Another missed free throw for Fall City. And Paxton Armbruster will pick up his first foul on the rebound. 13th foul of the quarter for Fall City, so nobody in the bonus yet. 2:03 remaining here in the half. Fall City going to go to a 2-3 zone. Cross-court pass out of the hands of Aiden Hansen. It will go out of bounds, and Fall City will get a turnover and will get the ball back, a chance to tie it up here. Can cut the lead to one or tie it up with a bucket. 1:56 remaining in the half. It's been a back-and-forth game. No team's really able to take a commanding lead yet. Both teams have had a lead in the game. Inside, Cason Davis. Davis makes a move. Shot up, no good. Offensive board, Elijah Layden, and he's going to be called for the travel. He fell down with it, trying to rebound it, and it will be ball back to Weeping Water. Keegan with Dieter going to bring it up here. He's got 5 first-half points, but loves to drive in. He's going to drive in. Free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound, Elijah Layden. Tough jumper there for Whip Dieter. Looks like he may have gotten hit on the arm, but no call. Tigers going to retain possession, or get back possession. Once again, a chance to tie it with a 3. Dribbling in is Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster's going to travel with it, though. And it will be a turnover and ball back to the Indians. So turnovers have kind of hurt both teams here a little bit tonight. And one of the reasons neither team has been able to take a big advantage here. Right corner jumper, no good for Brennan Nutter. He doesn't catch anything. Rebound into the hands of Jacoby Banger. Banger across the timeline with it. Morris now right wing, top of the key. Paxton Armbruster back to Morris. Morris Armbruster now left wing. Banger. Layden, short corner. Morris, top of the key. He's going to dribble in. Finds Paxton Armbruster with an open 3 from the corner. Up, no good. Rebounds tipped around into the hands of Nutter. And Nutter quickly up the floor to Owen Seager. Seager now back out to Nutter. Nutter drives in. He is going to be called for the travel. And he's going to turn it over, give the ball back to Fall City. 30.9 seconds remaining here in the quarter. So Fall City can take the final look at it if they want. Shot clock is off. Paxton Armbruster going to bring it up here for the Tigers. It's been all Brennan Nutter and Paxton Armbruster tonight. Whip Dieter does have 5 for Weeping Water, but Nutter's had a great game. Armbruster has had a great game for the Tigers in the scoring column. Fall City going to hold it for the last shot here. Armbruster, top of the key, out near the volleyball attack line. Now Ethan Morris, left wing 3, no good. Rebound's going to be tipped around, and we're going to have a foul on the floor, and they're going to call that on Fall City. Foul's going to be on number 24, Jacoby Banger. That is his first. Just the 4th for Fall City, so no free throws. The Indians going to have to go the length of the floor in 2.9 seconds if they want to look at it. Nutter's going to take it. He's going to dribble it up. Three-quarter court heave off the backboard. No good. And we will go into the halftime break. 16-13 is the Weeping Water lead over Fall City. We're going to take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll recap first half scoring action. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit cfbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Did you know that martial arts could be a family activity? Find out how during free trial week at Helen Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on February 2nd to the 7th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Also coming is our Shatamugi Kids Camp starting February 9th. This is an awesome course for your 4- to 6-year-old. Find out more at HelenMartialArts.com or give us a call 402-380-3383.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our halftime scoring update today is sponsored by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, you can find them in Highland, Kansas. They are close to home, but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.org. The future of Fall City on the court here, fourth graders doing a little halftime scrimmage, a three from Sawyer Raymer about 7 minutes left until the start of the second half. Well, let's recap some first half scoring action. First for Fall City, and for Fall City, it was the story of Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster with 10 first half points, a couple of made threes, a couple of made free throws. Elijah Layden had two. He didn't miss his lone free throw, and Jacoby Bangert had one. For the Tigers, they went 3 of 9 from the line that first half. So a rough performance from the line. Could have seen the Tigers tie it up at halftime should they have hit a few more of those free throws. So just 3 of 9 from the line that first half. 13 total points, 10 for leading scorer Paxton Armbruster. Remember, he had 20 in this game the last time these two teams met. For Weeping Water, a quick recap of scoring as they've only had two in the scoring column. Brennan Nutter leads all scorers for the Indians with 11. He had a three and then four two-pointers as well to go along with that. Keegan Whitt-Dieter has 5 as well for the Indians. A bucket down low on a drive and a couple or three free throws. One thing he's been doing is hurting Fall City in transition. Loves the Euro step when he is in transition. And does pretty well when he gets out on the run. So with Dieter has 5, Nutter 11, and that is all the scoring for Weeping Water. Once again, they lead the Fall City Tigers 16-13 here live from Fall City. We're going to take a quick 2-minute break. When we come back, we're going to have a few more halftime notes, and then we'll kick off second half action. You are listening to High School Hoops on KTNC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Falls City Tigers, Sacred Heart Irish, F&M Bank. What do they all have in common? Local pride. F&M Bank is proud to be your only locally chartered and now the only Nebraska-based bank in Falls City. That means your money stays right here working for our community. Stop in and visit with one of our friendly team members to learn how we can keep your money working locally right here in Falls City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Once again, our halftime updates tonight, sponsored by Highland Community College. They are close to home, but far from that. You can find them online at highlandcc.org. Well, if you're looking for more basketball action on the radio airwaves this weekend, you can catch the Husker Men right here on KTNC on Sunday. Coverage for that one will start at 2:30 p.m. with live play-by-play. Kent Pavelka on the call live from Lincoln at 3. The Huskers with a big one this weekend. They will take on Illinois in a top 10 matchup, the second top 10 matchup of the week for Nebraska. They'll be looking to rebound from their first loss of the season, a three-point loss to the Michigan Wolverines up at Michigan earlier this week, and it was a depleted Nebraska roster earlier this week when they took on Michigan. Of course, the Huskers without Braden Frager the past couple of games because of an ankle injury he suffered a couple of games back. And to top it all off, the Huskers also without Brink Matt. He was out with sickness on Tuesday when they took on Michigan. Mass actually ended up in the ER when they got back to Lincoln on Wednesday. He went to the ER for severe dehydration. As long as everything goes good today, Fred Hoybert said Mass looking like he will play on Sunday when the Huskers take on Illinois. Frager is going to be questionable to play again if he continues to nurse that ankle injury, and those always tricky to heal up from, and definitely something the Huskers want Frager for the late run versus a couple of games here during the middle of the season. It's just a tough stretch for Nebraska to lose Braden Frager. Frager, a chance to win sixth man of the year here for Nebraska in the Big Ten Conference. He's had a couple of 20-point games coming off the bench for the Huskers. He's just a redshirt freshman. So we'll see if he's back this Sunday. Rink Mass likely back this Sunday for the Huskers. Once again, you can check out Nebraska basketball on Sunday. Coverage at 2:30 begins with live play-by-play coverage. Kent Pavelka on the call for Nebraska. All right, as we get set for second half action here, Falls City will start with the ball, trailing 16-13 over Weeping Water. Once again, these two teams met way back in December in a holiday tournament game. Falls City won that one 42-36. We're going to have a lot of buckets this half to achieve that final score again. Falls City struggled at the line that first half, 3 of 9 from the line. So really could have had a tie game or a lead. They made a few more free throws there that first half. Weeping Water, just two scorers in the half. Brennan Nutter with 11. Keegan Whip-Dieter with 5. Auburn taking on Meade currently up in Meade. Randy Gatula is on the call for that one. So if you're looking for a little Bulldog basketball, you can head on over to Sunny 101.3. And the Meade Lumber game of the night, Auburn once again taking on Meade. We'll also have live coverage of Pioneer and ECNC conference tournament action next week. Both tournaments kick off on Monday and Tuesday. For the ECNC conference for these two teams, Fall City will travel to Auburn on Monday in the 2-7 game. Weeping Water will travel to Freeman on Monday in the 1-8 game. Underway, Weeping Water basketball, to start the half here. And they will get a chance to extend their lead right away in a three from which Peter is no good. Rebound Paxton Armbruster, and Fall City will get a chance once again. I felt like we said it multiple times in the first half to tie it with a three, or at least cut it to one with a two-point bucket. Weeping Water going to stick with that 2-3 defense, really packing it in the three-point line, and we're going to have a foul on Max Mogens, and that is his first of the quarter here for the Indians as well. Underneath out-of-bounds play, Bowdy Jones to throw it in. He finds Paxton Armbruster right wing. Armbruster drives in. Layup's going to be up and good, and that was pretty easy. And Armbruster picks up right where he left off. He has 12. Fall City, closest they have been in a while. 1 point, and now a turnover. And oh, we're going to have a foul on Kaysen Davis. He's going to be called for the push, and that will be Davis's third foul. First team foul for Fall City, and we talked about it in the first half. Davis probably should have had his fourth foul there. In the first half, they gave a foul to Ethan Morris instead of Kaysen Davis. And so Davis only has three. Either way, Weeping Water will retain possession. Chance to cut or extend that lead back out, but a turnover stolen by Paxton Armbruster. Banger up the floor quickly to Morris. Morris, right wing. He drives in. He's going to be hit by Keegan with Dieter, and Dieter's going to be called for his second foul of the evening. Second foul of the evening for Keegan, second team foul as well. Referee's going to talk to Keegan here again, a little animated after that foul call. Remember, Keegan did get a technical in that first half, so definitely not one you want to see, you know, get another technical here. Going to have a turnover on Fall City, a moving screen actually called on Elijah Layton. So it'll be Layton's first. Second of the quarter for Fall City. Give the ball back to Weeping Water. Weeping Water across the timeline with it. Right wing, Brennan Nutter. Nutter finds in the corner, three no good, Owen Seager. And an offensive rebound putback is good, and we're going to have a free throw. Max Mogensen gets the offensive board there, gets the putback. Foul's going to be called on Ethan Morris. That is his third. And going to the line for one more and making the free throw is Max Mogensen. He'll have his first 3 points of the evening. And the Indians able to extend this thing to a two-possession lead, 19-15. Fall City had cut it to 16-15. See if they can cut back into it here. Top of the key, Bowdy Jones. Now, right wing, Kobe Banger. Banger back with the ball. Back to Jones. Jones back to Banger. Banger going to pump fake. Now back to Jones, top of the key. Armbruster, free throw line, kicks it out. Simpson is going to pass it in for Armbruster, and we're going to have a turnover, but a carrying turnover on Owen Seager. Will give the ball back to Fall City. So Simpson passed it in to Paxton Armbruster. It was stolen away by Owen Seager, and then Seager dribbling down the court with it. Just lost control, had a carry turnover violation, and Fall City back with the ball on a fresh 35 on the shot clock. Armbruster with it, top of the key. Now right wing, Banger. Banger, Jones, top of the key. Banger being left wide open, just not taking a shot. Now kick out, Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster has it left wing. He passes up a three as well. Now Bowdy Jones going to drive in. Jones, top of the key, wide open three. Paxton Armbruster, he misses it, but gets his own rebound and gets the putback for two. He has four this half, and it's 19-17. The Indians still retain a lead. Now driving in. Layup up, no good for Brendan Nutter. He was blocked, but on the block, it's going to be a foul on Elijah Layden. That'll be Layden's second. Fourth team foul of the quarter here for the Tigers. So the Indians actually in the bonus with 5:30 remaining here in the third quarter. That could be big. Weeping Water 3-4 from the line in the first half. And there's the old announcer jinx. Brendan Nutter misses his first free throw. Always seems like when you talk about how well a team's doing something, then they stop doing that thing well. Second free throw hits off the back iron and then up and in. And it's a 20-17 Weeping Water lead. Fall City back in possession. Dowdy Jones now Paxton Armbruster right wing. 5:19 remains in the third quarter. Jacoby Banger going to hoist the three. His three is up and good. That is Banger's first field goal of the game. And it's a 20-20 game. Fall City has tied this thing up. Now Banger tips it away. Steal into the hands of Elijah Layden. Banger with it. Now Dowdy Jones, Paxton Armbruster right corner. Now back to Bowdy. Bowdy drives in. Layup up off the glass. No good. Carson Simpson rebound. Banger. Pump fake three. Now Simpson three from the left corner. No good. Elijah Layden is going to be called for a foul on the rebound. And that'll actually give free throws to the Indians here. Elijah Layden's third foul of the game. 15th foul of the quarter for Fall City. They're actually not going to shoot free throws here. Okay. Weeping Water will get possession of the ball either way. And across that court, foul on Bowdy Jones. And that will result in some free throws. Bowdy Jones with just a little body check trying to play defense there. You know, all the way out near half court, it wasn't needed. And now to the line to shoot two is going to be Ryan Seeger. Seeger, first free throw. Up and hits off the back iron, rolls around, and good. That's two or three of them tonight that have hit the back iron and just kind of dead, falls right through, and free throw up and good. First one for Seeger. Second free throw is up, and that one doesn't catch anything. And Fall City will get the ball back, trailing 21-20. The Indians, though, great job at the line tonight so far. They are 6 of 10 on the evening. Or, 6 of 9 on the evening from the charity stripe. Simpson now with it. Left wing for Fall City. A chance for the Tigers to take a lead. Bowdy Jones now top of the key. Kicks it out to Carson Simpson. We're going to have a hold on the drive in. And we'll have an underneath out of bounds play for Fall City. Foul for the Tigers is going to be on number 22, Kason McCauley. That's his first. Third of the quarter for the Indians. Inbounding it, Paxton Armbruster. He gets it to Bowdy Jones. Jones cross court pass to Simpson. Simpson going to find Cottle in the corner, and Fall City going to have to reset their offense. Now quickly around the outside perimeter, left wing. Paxton Armbruster, but he's going to give it back up top. Armbruster has some looks at it, not willing to take that three early in the shot clock. Fall City continues to pass it around the perimeter here. 13 seconds remain on the shot clock. Now Armbruster right wing. Jacoby Banger dribbles around. Now back to Armbruster left wing. Carson Simpson left corner. Now back to Armbruster. 3-2-1 on the shot clock. Layup no good. Rebound goes to with Dieter down the other way. Rebound was to Max Mogensen, actually. Seeger, top of the key. He dribbles in, and we're going to have a holding foul on the Tigers, and there will be two free throws again for the Indians. Foul's going to be on Bowdy Jones, his second. 7 fouls in the quarter here for Fall City, and we've played just 5 minutes. Seeger, first free throw up, no good. Ryan Seeger at the line. Second free throw, Ryan Seeger is up. That one also no good, and Fall City will get the rebound. Paxton Armbruster with it right wing. A chance for Fall City to take the lead here if they can find a bucket. Simpson now, Banger left wing. Banger pump fakes, he drives in, nothing there. Gonna take a Euro step, layup up off the glass, and good. Jacoby Banger has five this half in Fall City with their first lead since the first half. It's 22-21. 3:06 remaining here in the third quarter. With Dieter drives in, Eurostep layup up and good. His first bucket of the second half is a big one. It gives the Indians the lead right back. Back the other way comes the Tigers. Bowdy Jones right wing. Back to Armbruster. Now left corner, Carson Simpson gets it into Brock Cottle. Cottle kicks back out. Simpson wide open three, left corner, no good. That's short. Into the hands of Mogensen. Mogensen gives it off to Dieter, and back the other way come the Indians. Great crossover with Dieter. Free throw line runners up, no good, but rebound, Carson Simpson. Fall City going to take it quickly back the other way. Paxton Armbruster drives in, layup up and good for Paxton Armbruster. He has 16 on the night, and Fall City takes the lead back, 24-23. Dribbling in, layup up, no good for Ryan Seeger, but he's going to be fouled on the shot, so he'll go to the line to shoot two. Brock Cottle will pick up his first foul of the evening. Seeger appeared to injure his hand there, maybe. He's going to attempt the free throws, but he was holding his right hand. First free throw up, no good. He's just 1 of 5 from the line this quarter, so he has struggled a little bit from the line, and everybody else for Weeping Water has had a pretty good night at the line. It's just been Owen Seeger, 1 of 5 this half, and he'll going to get an attempt here for a 6. Second free throw up, also no good. So now just 1 of 6 is Owen Seeger, and Fall City back the other way with a 1-point lead. Simpson drives in, layup no good. He's going to get his own rebound, though. Kick back out. Paxton Armbruster is going to save it from going out of bounds to Jacoby Banger. And we're going to have a foul on Keegan Whiff-Dieter. That's going to be Whiff-Dieter's third. And the fourth foul for the Indians here. So both teams now in the bonus with 1:59 left in the third quarter. Refs are going to meet here. We're going to come to the scorers table. Don't know what that's about. Well, we have a break here in the action. Update from Meade. Auburn leads Meade 28-19 at the half. That game over on Sunny, 101-3. Fall City, once again, a 24-23 lead here in the third quarter, 1:59 remaining. All right, Bowdy Jones going to receive the inbounds pass. He dribbles over to the right wing. Now top of the key, Paxton Armbruster. Kobe Banger, left corner. Now back to Armbruster. Great ball movement for Fall City. We'll see if they can find an open look. Banger has an open three, passes it up. Now back to Armbruster. Bowdy now going to dribble in. Layup is up and good for Bowdy Jones. His first bucket of the evening. Extends Fall City's lead to 26-23. Fall City hitting some shots here in the third quarter and having some success driving it in. Layup up off the glass, no good for Owen Seeger. Rebound Carson Simpson. Back the other way with it is the Tigers in a 3-point lead. Jones drives it in. And Fall City will reset. Top of the key, Banger. Now Paxton Armbruster, left wing. Pump fakes on the three. Drives in. Layup up off the glass. No good. Rebound to Max Mogensen. And he's had about 3 or 4 rebounds here this quarter. With Dieter going to slow things down. 1:15 remaining in the third quarter. Fall City leads 26-23. Three-pointer right wing on the way and good for Owen Seeger. It's his first bucket of the game, and it's a big one. It ties things back up at 26. We'll see if Fall City can get that bucket back here. Paxton Armbruster with it on the left wing. Now top of the key out near the volleyball attack line. And Bowdy Jones is going to travel with it. Just feet used, moving a little bit quicker than the head there. And ball's going to go back to Weeping Water. 49 seconds remain in the third quarter. We got a tie game here in Fall City. Tight one, 26-26. These two teams were also in a tight one earlier this year. Back in December, Fall City took a holiday tournament meeting between these two teams, 42-36. Chance for Weeping Water to get the lead back here. With Dieter, three on the way, no good. Rebound tipped around into the hands of Carson Simpson. Here comes Paxton Armbruster back the other way with it for the Tigers. Armbruster gets it to Banger. Banger now to Jones, right wing. Fall City going to pass it around the perimeter here. We'll see if they can find a bucket. Bangert's going to lose control of it, and it's going to be taken away by the Indians. The Cedar going to slow things down. Indians can hold for the last shot here. 12 seconds remain in the quarter. Driving in, layup is going to be, they're going to say no basket. They're going to say it was prior to the shot. So Ryan Seeger will go to the line to shoot two, but ooh, that was close to being an and one. He made the shot. It looks like he was in the act of shooting, but they're not going to give it to him. So he'll get two free throw attempts. Unfortunate here for the Indians, because Seeger's just one of six at the line this half. And his first free throw's up, no good. Now one of seven. So that's an area where the Indians have struggled here in the second half. They didn't the first half. They were three of four from the line, but Seeger's had seven, now eight free throws, and that one also no good. He's been able to make just one of his eight free throws this half. Fall City going to get the last look at it. Three-pointer on the way. Paxton Armbruster up, no good. And we will head to the fourth quarter, tied at 26 between Fall City and Weeping Water. We're going to take a one-minute break. Don't go away. It's a tied 26-26 game. You're listening to High School Hoops on Sunny 101.3.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
As we were going to the break, I said, you're listening to High School Hoops on Sunny 101.3. If you're looking for Sunny 101.3, Randy Gatua on the call up in Meade as Auburn taking on Meade. Auburn with the halftime lead there. We are on KTNC, Fall City and Weeping Water in a good one, 26-26 as we head to fourth quarter action. Presenting sponsor tonight, F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's F&M Bank in Fall City. All right, here we go. Underway. Fourth quarter, Fall City with the basketball to start. Bowdy Jones with it on the left corner. Gets it. Paxton Armbruster right wing. Now Jacoby Bangert up top. Back to Paxton Armbruster. 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Armbruster drives in. Layup off the glass is going to be good. Armbruster up to 18 on the night, and Fall City takes the 28-26 lead. Left wing now, Ryan Seeger with it. He drives in, kick out, open three, not taken, and now dribbles in. One dribble, pull-up jumper from the left corner is no good for Brennan Nutter. Jacoby Bangert will get the rebound. Fall City chance to extend the lead here. Bowdy Jones, now down to Brock Cottle. Fall City a little bit better job of getting the ball down low, and Cottle with a strong move inside. His layup up off the glass is good, and Fall City now quickly up 30-26 here in the fourth quarter. You don't get a lot of offense from Brock Cottle, but that was a strong move. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Nutter rebound, Ethan Morris. Fall City up four and a chance to extend the lead even farther here. Brock Cottle with it in the corner. He takes a dribble in. Layup up off the glass, no good. The rebound will end up in the hands of Weeping Water, and with Dieter back the other way, and we're going to have a timeout on the floor. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout. Don't go away. High School Hoops on KTNC.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
6:21 remaining in the fourth quarter of action here from Fall City. The Tigers have jumped out to a 30-26 lead here early in the fourth quarter off a couple of buckets from Paxton Armbruster and Brock Cottle. Armbruster up to 18 on the evening. Whiff Dieter will get the inbounds pass for the Indians. We'll see if they can cut into the Tiger lead here. Whiff Dieter drives in. He's going to find a cutting Nutter. Nutter layup, no good. Caught everything except the basket, but Bangert's going to go out of bounds on the rebound, and the ball will go back to Weeping Water. Unfortunate there for Fall City that Banger stepped on the end line. The Indians will get another look at it. With Dieter's going to find an open Nutter in the corner. Nutter pump fake, drives in, shot up no good, but he's going to be fouled before the shot. Foul's going to be on Ethan Morris. That is his fourth. First of the quarter here for Fall City. Inbounds now again for Weeping Water. Whiff Dieter's going to have an open look from the corner. Three on the way, no good. Offensive board and layup, also no good for Max Mokins, and he was blocked. Fall City will secure the rebound and a chance to extend on their four-point lead. Bowdy Jones right corner with it. Now back to Ethan Morris, quickly around the perimeter to Bangert in the left wing. Fall City going to take some time off the clock here. They really haven't attacked the zone early in shot clock tonight. It's been late where they've looked for drives. Left wing three, good for Ethan Morris. It's his first field goal and points of the evening. It's a big one. It gives Fall City a seven-point lead. Now Ryan Seager going to dribble in with it. Left-handed shot up, no good. Rebound, rebound, Jacoby Banger. Foul's going to be on number 11. Max Mogensen for Weeping Water. That'll be their first of the quarter. Max is second. Fall City will retain possession here. And Binger a little upset there. He had a breakaway, but there was a foul prior to that. And so it'll be Fall City basketball. Binger left corner. Now Simpson up top. Axton Armbruster. As I was saying, they don't really attack the zone early in the shot clock. They kind of pass it around the perimeter, and they haven't taken a ton of early to mid shot clock threes either. They've really been patient to late into the shot clock, especially here this second half. Outside of that Ethan Morris three just a few seconds ago. Armbruster down low. Going to pass it to Jacoby Banger, left wing. Now Armbruster open three, right corner, shot up and good. Armbruster has 20 on the evening. 21, actually, I think, by my count. 36-26. The lead has ballooned for the Tigers. Weeping Water in desperate need of a bucket. We'll see if Whit Dieter can get something going. He takes a three, top of the key, no good. Rebound, offensive, Ryan Seager. Seager drives in, layup, no good. Another offensive rebound for Matt Cummins. Cummins is going to be fouled, and Weeping Water will retain possession. Foul's going to be on Carson Simpson. That's his third. Second of the quarter here for Fall City. Tied 26-26 heading into this quarter, but the Indians haven't been able to find a bucket in the first 4 minutes of this quarter. Whiff Dieter needs to get something going. He finds Cummins across court. Great pass, and the layup up and good for Matt Cummins. We're going to have a timeout here on the floor. 36-28 is the Tiger lead. We're going to take a one-minute timeout, and we'll be back with the end of this one. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Fall City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Elk
Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor tonight, F&M Bank in Falls City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. That's F&M Bank in Falls City. Falls City, a 36-28 lead here over Weeping Water, and it's a 10-2 run to start the fourth quarter for the Tigers. Indians going to throw a little bit of pressure here on Falls City, going to try to trap maybe a corner pass. Falls City does get it across the timeline before the 10-second backcourt violation, and Paxton Armbruster is going to set things up top. Morris with it in the corner, now back to Armbruster. Armbruster dribbles up top of the key. Three on the way for Elijah Layden. We're going to have a moving screen prior to the shot. Foul's going to be on Ethan Morris, and he will foul out the evening, scoring just 3 points on the evening. So Ethan Morris fouls out. Elijah Layden will check back in for him. Falls City will play the last 4 minutes of tonight's game, and if we make it to overtime, the last bit of overtime as well without Ethan Morris. Weeping Water back the other way. Nutter dribbles in. Layup up, no good. He gets his own board, and his second attempt is up and good. He had 11 in the first half, just three this second half. It's been a quiet half here for Brennan Nutter. Foul on the drive for Max Mogensen. That's going to be his second team foul of the half, or the quarter, for Weeping Water. Falls City going to inbound it with a fresh 35 on the shot clock. Falls City, a 6-point lead here. They've led by as many as 10, but it's been a 4-0 Weeping Water run since then. Elijah Layden, top of the key, Paxton Armbruster. Now back, left wing three, up no good, banger. Rebound from Matt Tummins, and Tummins gets it to Whiffeater, and Whiffeater's going to be fouled by Jacoby Banger. That is Banger's second, but fourth of the quarter here for Falls City. So Weeping Water in the bonus again really could have hurt Falls City in that third quarter. Ryan Seeger, though, just 1 of 8 at the line in that third quarter. Kind of allowed Falls City to stay in there. We'll see if Keegan Whiffeater can get something going. He drives in. Shot's going to be blocked by Taysom Davis. Now, right wing, three on the way. Brennan Nutter, no good. Rebound, Bowdy Jones, and Jones will bring it up the floor. 3:02 remains, 36-30. Falls City with the lead. Now left wing, Paxton Armbruster. Tiger is going to be okay with running off some clock here. Weeping Water still sitting in that 2-3 zone, all inside the three-point line. Three-pointer on the way, up and good for Paxton Armbruster. He extends that Falls City lead back to 39-30. Here comes Whiffeater. Whiffeater dribbles in. Free throw line jumper off the glass, no good. Rebound, Bowdy Jones, and he's going to be fouled on the rebound, and Falls City will retain possession. Foul for the Indians going to be on Max Mogensen. That's his third of the quarter here for Weeping Water. Indians going to throw on that soft 2-2-1 press, try to get Falls City trapped in a corner near the half-court line. Falls City pretty patient. They get it to Paxton Armbruster, left wing. Armbruster drives in, layup no good. Offensive rebound, Taysom Davis. Davis kicks it back out. Jacoby Banger, top of the key. Three on the way, no good. Another offensive rebound, Elijah Layden. Layden's going to fall over. He hits his head on the ground, and that was hard. He's going to be called for the travel. Ooh, man. Layden came down on his head there on the rebound. They'll peg him for the travel, so the ball will go back to the Indians here. And Jackson Baum's going to take a timeout here for the Tigers. We're going to take a quick break. 2:12 remaining. Falls City, a 39-30 lead. Don't go away. Catch the end of this one. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC in Fall City.
Tired of insurance jargon? Need fast, reliable coverage for your busy life? Riverstone Insurance Group makes it simple for auto, home, condo, and renter's insurance at riverstonegroup.com. Need something more? We also offer comprehensive life and business insurance tailored by local experts. We're local, we're trusted, and we're here to protect what matters most. Get a quote online or call Riverstone Insurance Group today. Riverstone Insurance Group. Smart coverage. Simplified.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Keegan with Peter with a quick three for Weeping Water out of the timeout, and they cut the Fall City lead down to six. It's 39-33. Fall City back the other way with it now. Banger top of the key. Back to Jones. Now Weeping Water going to extend that 2-3 zone outside of the three-point arc. We'll see with Dieter. Almost a foul there. Way up off the glass. No good for Jacoby Banger. Rebound tipped around, fighting for it. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound. That foul is going to be on Elijah Layden. But bigger than that, it's going to give the Indians two free free throws with the clock stopped here. That foul, Elijah's fourth. And two big ones here for Ryan Seeger. Seeger just 1 of 8 at the line tonight. First free throw attempt up. Hits the back of the iron, and that one falls. And it's a big one here for Ryan Seeger, continuing to cut into that Fall City lead. And not just cutting into the lead, cutting into the lead with the clock stopped. Second free throw is up off the back iron, and that one rolls around in it. So both of them hit the back iron, rolls around, they both fall, and it's 39-35, and quickly, it's just a four-point Fall City lead. Arm Brewster, back to Banger. We're going to have a 10-second violation here, backcourt violation, called by the center official. And that'll be a turnover for Fall City, although it'll give the ball back to Weeping Water. I don't know what happened there. Fall City got the ball across. I'm going to say that, and Coach Baum's asking for an explanation here. I think they're going to say that, you know, the pass was still in the air as time went to under 25 seconds. Either way, it's a turnover for Fall City and a chance for the Indians to cut into the lead. Here's Whit Dieter, top of the key. He's going to take a three from the top of the key. It's good for Keegan with Dieter. He has two quick threes, and it's 39-38. Timeout, Fall City, 59 seconds remain. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back with the conclusion of this one. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC.
You're listening to KTNC.
At Dunn's Country Meat, we don't cut...
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
59 seconds remaining in the game here. Falls City, a 39-38 lead over the Weeping Water Indians. We got a good one coming down to the wire. The Tigers led by as many as 10 in this quarter, but two quick threes by Keegan with Dieter and a couple of free throws by Ryan Seeger has seen the lead drop to just one, that 39-38 lead. Fall City hasn't had a bucket in a while here. They will have the ball out of the timeout here. 35 seconds, fresh 35 seconds on the shot clock, so they will be able to run it down. But if Fall City fails to convert, Weeping Water could theoretically have the last look at it. I know they're down one, so they probably won't want that, but Bengert with the ball, bringing it up the floor. Bowdy Jones, now back to Bengert. The Tigers do manage to get it across here, so they're going to set up their offense. Here's Paxton Armbruster, left wing. Weeping Water going to extend the 2-3 zone out a little bit, but not far. 14 now on the shot clock. 13, 12, 11. Armbruster out near the volleyball attack line. Paxton Armbruster drives in. Now kick back out to Jacoby Bengert. Bengert drives in. Kicks it out to Bowdy Jones. Jones, nowhere to go with it. Armbruster, a long three on the way. No good. Going to be a shot clock violation. Turnover, Fall City. And it will give the ball back to Weeping Water. 22.6 seconds remain on the game clock. Elijah Layden going to check in for Carson Simpson here. We'll see what Keegan Wiff-Dieter can do with it. He's got two quick threes the past couple of possessions. He crosses the timeline with it. 18, 17, he dribbles in, kicks it out. Ryan Cedar now drives in. Floater up, no good. Wiff-Dieter, rebound, layup, no good. Rebound, tip around, we're going to have a foul. No basket. Foul's going to be on Fall City, but we will have two free throws coming here for the Indians. Foul for the Tigers is going to be on number 10, Paxton Armbruster, his second. Weeping Water had three looks at it, unable to convert, but they do get another offensive rebound and a foul. Brennan Nutter to the line to shoot two. His first one, oh, was all the way down and then popped back out. I think that thing might have kissed the net and then popped back out. I mean, that thing was all the way down. Second free throw for Nutter. Up, also no good. Rebound tipped around into the hands of Jacoby Bengert. Bengert's going to be fouled. It'll be just the fourth foul. And man, when the Indians go back and look at this one later, just four made free throws. Five made free throws on 15 attempts this second half. Timeout, Fall City. We're going to keep it here, though. 5.7 seconds remain. 39-38 is the Fall City lead. Fall City on their last possession, a shot clock violation, turned it back over to Weeping Water. The Indians have three good looks at it from inside the lane, unable to hit all three. But a foul on the offensive rebound gave two free throws to Brennan Nutter. Nutter unable to convert on either of those. And as I just said, the first half, Weeping Water, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. The second half, just 4 of 15 from the free throw line. Fall City will have to inbound it here. Both teams are now in the bonus, so the next foul will result in two free throws for Fall City. That last foul for Weeping Water was on Keegan Wiff-Dieter. That's his fourth. And you have to wonder here if they're going to leave him in and pick up a fifth foul, knowing this one might go to overtime, but, you know, I don't know that you can take him off the floor either. He's got eight this half for the game, up to 13. They will leave him in, and he's actually going to play up near the inbounder. So Wiff-Dieter does have four here. Fall City's going to set up in a four across at the free throw line. They're going to get it into Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster is fouled, and that's going to be an intentional foul. Oh, man. And not something you want to see there for the Indians.
That's not okay, Brennan.
Ugh. Foul for Weeping Water is going to go on Brennan Nutter. And, you know, I think he just wanted a foul there. He didn't want to do the intentional foul because now Fall City will get the ball back after two free throws. So he didn't want the intentional foul. He just wanted a regular foul, but, you know, pushed Paxton Armbruster in the back and into the first row of bleachers. Armbruster, first free throw, up and good. That's Fall City's first free throw of the entire second half here. Second free throw for Paxton Armbruster is up. That one, no good. 4.9 seconds remaining on the clock, and like I said, now Fall City will get the ball back. And so if they can inbound it here, another foul will result in two more free throws. Jacoby Bangert will inbound. He's looking, can't find anybody. Finds Carson Simpson, layup up and good. And he gets the bucket on the layup. Simpson better watch what he's saying here. He could end up with a technical foul. And we are going to have a technical foul, the second technical foul on Keegan Westheater. So he's now disqualified for Weeping Water. A lot of talking going on right now. Carson Simpson's bucket will count. So we know that. He does have a two-point bucket. He'll get one free throw here. Then we had a technical foul assessed to, I believe, Keegan Westheater. And he does have one already. And so if that is his second technical foul, he'll be disqualified for the remainder of the game here. It's 3.3 seconds left. 42-38 is the Fall City lead. Simpson's free throw no good. And now we will have two technical foul free throws here for Paxton Armbruster. So I don't know what happened there afterwards to result in the technical foul. Simpson caught the inbound pass. He laid it up. He was fouled. Simpson had some words for when he was fouled. The referee ran in. Technical foul wasn't called on Carson Simpson. And then something happened down the floor after that, resulting in a technical foul for the Weeping Water Indians. So Fall City will inbound it here. Paxton Armbruster catches the inbounds pass. And the layup is up. No good. And that will do it. Fall City ends the game 43-38 is the Fall City win here live from Fall City. We're going to take a break. Come back in 2 minutes. When we come back, we will recap scoring from this thriller here in Fall City. 43-38, the Tigers take down the Weeping Water Indians. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTMC.
This year, give yourself the gift of health. Remember, you shouldn't just visit the doctor when you're feeling ill. Prevention is the best medicine. At Sabetha Family Practice, we're welcoming new patients. Our dedicated team is here to help you manage chronic illnesses and provide essential preventative exams. Don't wait until it's too late. Prioritize your health today. Call Sabetha Family Practice at 785-284-2141. Your health is your greatest gift.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
At Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank. Member FDIC.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Fall City gets up or picks up their third win of the year. They take down the Weeping Water Indians tonight, 43-38, the final score. Here from Fall City, and a wild ending that saw Weeping Water down by as many as 10 in the fourth quarter. They would come back to cut that lead to just one before some crazy, you know, end-of-game action. We had a technical foul. We had a personal foul that was an intentional foul. Both resulted in free throws for the Tigers and the Tigers retaining possession of the basketball. Either way, Ball City comes out with the 43-238 win. Let's recap some scoring here. First for the Fall City Tigers, they were led on the night by Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster, 20 points in the first meeting against the Weeping Water Indians, 26 tonight here in Fall City. He leads all of Fall City scoring and is the only Tiger in double-digit scoring. Bodie Jones had two for Elijah Layton, three for Ethan Morris, two for Carson Simpson, two for Brock Cottle, and then six for Jacoby Banger. Banger hit a three in the third quarter and had 5 points in the third quarter that were big and helped Fall City to capture a lead when they were down at the half, 16-13. For the Weeping Water Indians, they were led in scoring by Brendan Nutter. Nutter finished the night with 14 points. He had 11 at halftime, so much better job in the second half defensively on Brendan Nutter. Nutter did miss quite a few shots in the lane there in that second half. He had some good looks at it, just couldn't get the rock to fall. Keegan Whiff-Dieter finishes with 13. He had two big threes in that comeback there. Two big threes in quick succession, two big threes in back-to-back possessions there for the Weeping Water Indians. He finishes once again with 13. Three for Max Mogensen, three for Owen Seeger, one for Matt Cummins, and three for Ryan Seeger. For Fall City, they finished the night 5 of 14 from the free throw line. So a little bit to be desired there for Fall City. Something to work on in practice here before they head up to Auburn to take on the Bulldogs in ECNC tournament action on Monday next week. The Indians, they shot 3 of 4 in the first half from the free throw line. And they made 5 free throws in the second half, but unfortunately they shot 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So finished just 5 of 15 at the line was Weeping Water. Ryan Seeger had 8 free throw attempts in the third quarter, only able to capitalize on one of them. For Weeping Water. He did make two big ones, though, in the fourth quarter. He finished 3 of 10 at the line. So between the two teams, just 10 of 29 from the charity stripe on the evening. Once again, Fall City takes this one tonight, 43-38. It's their second win over the Indians this year and their third win on the season. Weeping Water drops to 1-16 on the season. Recapping that first game, Fall City fell to the Weeping Water Indians in girls action, 47-12. Fall City led in scoring by Brynick Lothar with 8. Ella Husky had 22 for the Weeping Water girls. That is her ninth 20-point game of the year. She did score 35 earlier this year in a game versus Omaha Christian. She averages 19.7 points a game for Weeping Water. Also with 10 was Callie Brad. Once again, the Indians take down the Tigers in girls action 47-12. Coming up next week, high school hoops on KTNC and Sunny 101.3 will see us in action at the ECNC Conference Tournament and the Pioneer Conference Tournament. All of our local area teams in two conference tournaments. For the Fall City Tigers, the girls will head to to Elmwood Murdoch on Tuesday to take on Elmwood Murdoch in the 8-1 matchup. Weeping Water will host Palmyra on Tuesday in the 4-5 game. In boys ECNC action, Weeping Water will travel to Freeman and take on Freeman in the 1-8 game. Fall City will travel to Auburn on Monday. They will play in the 2-7 game. 43-38, Fall City takes down the Weeping Water Indians in boys action. Over on Sunny 101.3, Auburn takes down Meade in boys action there, 58-34 was the final. That'll wrap up high school hoops this evening live from Fall City. Fall City boys take down Weeping Water, 43-38. Weeping Water takes the girls game, 47-12. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'm Dylan Hendricks, back in studio. Aaron Wisdom. Check back in next week. More high school hoops Thanks for listening. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC.